Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 59, Scene 2, Bauma Asura. Bauma Asura was also known as Naraka Asura, for he happened to be the son of the earth personified. Naraka was a great demon born in the womb of Bhumi, Mother Earth, by the touch of Varahadev, when Krishna rescued Bhumi after she fell to the bottom of the Garbhodaka ocean, and Krishna later killed the demon Haryaksha, another name for Hiranyaksha. And when Bauma Asura saw that all of his soldiers, commanders, and fighters were killed on the battlefield simply by the strokes of the weapons of the personality of Godhead, Bauma became exceedingly angry at Lord Krishna. Bauma then came out of the city with a great number of elephants who had all been born and brought up on the seashore. All of them were highly intoxicated. So when they came out, they saw that Lord Krishna and his wife were beautifully situated high in outer space, just like a blackish cloud about the sun, glittering with the light of electricity. The demon Bauma immediately released a weapon called Shatagni, by which Bauma could kill hundreds of warriors with just one stroke. And simultaneously, all of Bauma's assistants also threw their respective weapons at the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna began to counteract all these weapons by releasing his feathered arrows. The result of this fight was that all the soldiers and commanders of Bauma Asura fell to the ground, their arms, legs, and heads separated from their trunks, and all their horses and elephants also fell with them. In this way, all the weapons released by Bauma Asura were cut to pieces by the reaction of Lord Krishna's arrows. Lord Krishna was fighting on the back of Garuda, and Garuda was also helping Lord Krishna by striking the horses and elephants with his wings and scratching their heads with his nails and sharp beak. The elephants were feeling much pain by the attack of Garuda upon them, and they were all dispersing from the battlefield. Bauma Asura alone remained on the battlefield, and he engaged himself in fighting with Krishna. Bauma saw that Krishna's carrier, Garuda, was causing great disturbance to his soldiers and elephants. And so, in great anger, Bauma struck Garuda with all his strength, which defied the strength of the thunderbolt. Fortunately, Garuda was not an ordinary bird, and he felt the strokes given by Bauma Asura just as a great elephant feels the impact of a garland of flowers. Bauma Asura thus came to see that none of his tricks would act upon Krishna, and he became aware that all of his attempts to kill Krishna would be frustrated. And yet, Bauma attempted one last time, taking a trident in his hand to strike Krishna. And as Bauma was about to raise his invincible trident, Satyabhama, sitting on Garuda with Krishna, said to him, "Kill this Bauma Asura right away." And Krishna did exactly that. Krishna was so dexterous that before Bauma Asura could even touch his trident, Bauma's head was cut off by the sharp Sudarshana Chakra. The head of Bauma Asura, which was illuminated by his helmet and earrings, fell down on the battlefield. On the occasion of Bauma Asura's being killed by Lord Krishna, all the relatives of the demon began to scream in disappointment, and the saintly persons began to glorify the chivalrous activities of Lord Krishna. Taking this opportunity, the denizens of the heavenly planets began to shower flowers upon Lord Krishna. Thus ends chapter 59, scene 2, Bauma Asura. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Kuveratma jau badha murtyai vayadvat Twaya mochitao bhakti bhajao hitao cha Tata prema bhakti swakangme prayachcha Namokshe graho mesti namodareha Kuveratma jau badha murtyai vayadvat Kwaya mochi chau bhakti bhajau kritau cha Tatha prema bhakti swakang me prayachcha Namokshe graho mesi damodareha 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 O Lord Damodara, just as the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriv and Nalakuvara, were delivered from the curse of Narada and made into great devotees by you, in your form as a baby tied with rope to a wooden grinding mortar, in the same way, please give to me your own prema bhakti. I only long for this and have no desire for any kind of liberation. The following are notes on this section from the Vaishnava Acharyas in our line. Our Acharyas have explained in various plausible ways why Lord Krishna took his wife Satyabhama along with him. Srila Sridhar Swami begins by saying that Krishna wanted to give his adventurous wife a novel experience and thus took her to the scene of this extraordinary battle. Also, Lord Krishna had once granted the blessing to the earth goddess Bhumi that he would not kill her demoniac son without her permission. Since Bhumi is an expansion of Satyabhama, the latter could authorize Krishna to do the needful with the unusually nasty Bauma Asura. And finally, Satyabhama had been mythed when Narada Muni brought the celestial Parijata flower to Queen Rukmini. So in order to pacify Satyabhama, Lord Krishna had promised her, I shall give you a whole tree of these flowers. And thus, Krishna scheduled this procurement of a heavenly tree within this itinerary. Srila Vishvanath Chakravarti notes that in the heat of battle, Queen Satyabhama would naturally become anxious for Lord Krishna's safety and would pray for the battle to end. Thus, Satyabhama would readily give permission to Krishna to kill the son of her expansion, Bhumi. According to Vishvanath, as Bauma raised his invincible trident, Satyabhama, sitting on Garuda with Krishna, said to him, "Kill him right away!" And Krishna did just that.